Proclamation number 4151 of 24th of October, 1947. Power of love. The power of love is overwhelming, and yet it is too little recognized and used. It is like a torrent which seizes everything and takes it along with it. It is like a fire which nothing can withstand, which consumes everything that comes close to it. There is an unusual power in love, but it must be a pure love, otherwise it triggers instincts that pull down. A pure love can and must awaken requited love again, just as a force also triggers a counteracting force. And that is why it will also find a reciprocation, even if not directly as a consequence, but only when love has had an effect on the fellow human being. It must, so to speak, first touch his heart before the reciprocal love awakens and thus radiates back. It is an original law that love works as a force, and that as such it also has tremendous power. It is a fundamental law that it must double itself as soon as two beings feel attracted to each other, but that one behaves passively, the other actively, and that therefore the love of the one must be stronger, otherwise it would not be constructive, thus noticeable as power. It is love emanating from God, and therefore to be called divine as long as it only strives for spiritual good. However, a person's love can also be for his fellow human being, and even then it can still be divine if the principle of giving love prevails. Then it will also arouse requited love, but it must then be completely free from self-interest, and its aim must always be to give and bestow happiness. 24th of the 10th, 1947. Anyone who carries love within himself which is willing to give and make happy is truly connected to me and constantly draws strength from me. For such love will always urge activity, it has to express its power, and this urge results in everlasting activity. But activity is life, and therefore the human being is only in a state of life when he is full of love. For only love activity ends the state of death which surrounds the soul before. Love work is an activity emanating from the spirit, which cannot be compared to earthly activity, even if it is an earthly effect. The influx of strength from the spiritual kingdom will always drive the human being to increase activity of love, and consequently the strength within himself will constantly increase. Although the human being is not particularly affected by it physically, his entire life of feeling experiences a deepening. He is extremely sensitive, and therefore hears the voice of the spirit within himself, which only sounds softly and faintly and cannot be perceived by the physical senses. This voice of the spirit is therefore the effect of loving activity, and loving activity again the effect of loving feelings in the heart, this again an emanation of myself which I let flow to him who loves me, i.e., who fulfills my commandments, who endeavors to do my will, who consciously strives towards me, i.e., who acknowledges me and believes in me. Love is always power, whether it comes forth from me and touches my living creations or returns to me in the form of unselfish loving activity. And this power will continuously flow into the universe, for I myself, as the eternal love, want to give and make happy and raise my living creations into a state of bliss. I want them to live and receive and distribute the strength from me through constant activity, because it drives them to want to give and make happy. Amen.